Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, this is a little bit of a manic episode, and there's two reasons for that.
And it's not Molly or me.
Right. It's the first reason is because the subject matter is very complex and it's kind of hard to get to the real meat of the scandal. So it takes a few minutes for me to explain the whole timeline.
But she does a beautiful job. I just want to say, Molly, you did a beautiful job.
Thank you. Thank you. And the second reason is because my dog was going absolutely buck wild insane the entire time. He was barking, he was biting me, it was crazy. So it's impossible to edit out all of the malfeasance of Oscar in this episode,
but I do think something that we've been focusing on a lot and will continue to, because as Razzie has taught us and we know that spells equal spelling, I think one of the funniest parts about it is that you guys call when he's running around like that zoomies. Mm-hmm. And in fact he did today's zoomie. He zoomied on Zoom.
He was like a little devil. We need to get him neutered.
Wait, Satan?
Yeah, he sensed Satan.
Oh my God. We got to switch Satan back to Saturn and otherwise enjoy the episode.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings. Welcome back to Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich in Uranus. I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Malshine. And I am so excited to talk about this news today.
You know what's really funny, Molly? So I have now caught up on the news, and you can tell the people. There's been some scandal going on with Meghan Markle. But I swear to God, when you sent me that... Oh, okay, sorry. God is like, yeah, you did swear to me. I said it. I'm turning off the alarm. Sorry. When you sent it to me, I swear to God, I read that first like screenshot you sent. I thought you were sending it to be like, Meghan Markle calls her dad daddy too. Because it's like all about her daddy. And I was like, everyone's daddy now.
I know. It's so funny that she... Well, okay. So let's just get right into it.
How can we not?
Basically, Meghan Markle decided to... This goes back so far. Where do I even...
I actually don't know, and I am not actually a Royals stan, and I don't know if everybody is. So like, I trust your storytelling, Molly. Take us there.
Okay. First thing I want to say is the reason why I'm so fascinated by this case. And the reason why I'm so fascinated by this case is this whole thing shows why public figures don't often sue journalists, because every public figure, especially up to and including the royal family, every single member of the royal family is engaging in cloak and dagger with journalists. They are telling journalists things that either are or aren't true. They are using
that on a past episode where you were talking about the monarchy and the media and how... Oh, I'm an idiot. Sorry. I'm so stupid. I'm so fucking stupid. Sorry, I forgot I had to talk into a mic. But I feel like you said that... I shouldn't have even interrupted you anyway. Just fucking cut me. But I will say that I give you credit because you do know what the scoop is, and we have now gotten to know you well enough to be like, Molly's on... She's sniffing out the good stuff, because you said that in one of our first Space Trash episodes about the media and how, and the paparazzi and how, you know, just there was a weird relationship between the media and the
palace
in a way that is not the same as the United States.
I think it is the same, because I think, well, it's the same as like celebrities. Celebrities are all lying. They're all either lying or embellishing their story in order to get across the narrative that they want to get across, pretty much every single one of them. And even like, for instance, Prince Charles has been known to, and this is not confirmed, but pretty much everyone knows that it's true, to even throw his own kids under the bus to get good press. Like, he told the press that he was taking, that after Prince Harry got caught smoking pot, he was taking him to a drug rehab on a tour so that he would never do it again. He leaked that to, like, Prince Charles's people leaked that to the press. His own shot.
He's like, really more Diana's children. My bad.
They all do this, is my point. They're all lying to the press all the time. And the reason why they don't sue the press is because then those lies would be exposed, along with the inaccurate... A dog barking.
Actually, that's like kind of why I that is
when I did a lot of research into seriously why didn't anybody get Epstein, it's because actually he was blackmailing. Like, so a lot of people that went to Epstein Island or whatever, once they got there, they obviously knew that there were naked children on the wall, but he basically was blackmailing people. Knowing that they were even associated with him was because they didn't want their secrets.
Right, exactly. All this to say, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry engaged in the very commonplace celebrity practice of lying to the press and lying to writers to get their story across. Everyone does it. But this week, we discovered that they actually also lied to the court, which is a crime.
Wait. So celebrities and the people in the United Kingdom who are royal make a habit of lying to the press.
Yeah, all the time.
It's also even when you look at like the Theranos thing, right? Like everybody can just say whatever and print it.
It's not illegal to lie to the press. It's not illegal to lie to someone who's writing a biography about you.
Right. Because that's media.
Right. But it's legal. What's not legal is to lie in a sworn court document. And that is what Meghan and Harry have done.
So wait, what did she lie about?
Okay. So it all starts around her wedding. You might remember there was all this drama with her dad.
What year was that?
2017 or 2018.
Interesting.
He was.
I'm just looking in terms of eclipse cycles because fate is changing on Thursday at the Moonual. And so it plays into their charts.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. So, yes. Yeah. So she was supposed to be walked down the aisle by her dad. He had been getting in trouble a lot because he was talking to the press and he was staging these photo ops. And she really didn't like that.
Isn't he also in a wheelchair?
No, her stepsister, her half sister is.
Not that I'm ableist. I would just say it's a funny thing for him to. Right. OK, it's not him.
Yeah. Her half sister is. Also at the same time was doing that. So she wasn't ever going to, I think, invite her half sister to the wedding. But she was inviting her dad, but then he kept doing such crazy stuff that she uninvited him at the last minute because he claimed that he had a heart attack. And some people don't even know if some people think that's not true and that he just was embarrassed and that's why he didn't come anyway.
But wait, there was never, was there or was there not a consensus as to whether he ended up being like invited?
He was invited at first and he didn't come because he claimed that he had a heart attack a few days beforehand.
Got it.
So afterward, Meghan wrote her dad a letter saying, I really wish that you would stop talking to the press about me. This is so awful. You're hurting me. You tore my heart into a million pieces. And then that was the end of them talking. They apparently have never spoken since. Fast forward a couple months, the British press starts writing some negative stories about Meghan. And these range from, there was the story that she made Kate Middleton cry at a dress fitting, which obviously has a lot of like racist overtones, I would say. Mm-hmm. And which Meghan says was the opposite. There were stories that she was known as Duchess Difficult by the staff. There were
stories. I love an alliteration. I do love an alliteration.
And then there was stuff that like, you know, there was just a lot of, they were going really hard on her. They were being really rough on her. So next, five of her best friends got together and went to People magazine and talked to them about what an amazing person Meghan was and how she's so misunderstood and how all of this press coverage is not fair. They mentioned the letter that Meghan wrote to her dad. And we still don't know who those friends are, although one of them was like definitely Serena Williams and probably Jessica Mulrooney. And people have guesses. One of them was like an athlete that she's friends with. And it's like, what other famous athlete is she friends with besides Serena Williams? You know, they talked to People magazine. Meghan's people claimed that she had no involvement with this whatsoever. They actually want us to believe that these five women, independent of Meghan, said, let's get together and go talk to People magazine, which is very far-fetched.
Well, it's a funny thing to think, like, you know, like the amount of times my friends have been like, let's just surprise Sarah with a gift or whatever. You know what? Meg's had a hard time. Let's surprise her with a People magazine. Let's just give her some good press. Like,
right. And it's like, everyone knows that the British family's number one thing is never complain, never explain. They don't want any press. Like, as little press as they get, especially of the gossip variety, especially in People magazine, the better. Like, they don't want that. So for her five friends to have done this behind her back would actually be like, they would actually be sabotaging her. And anyone with any PR sense would know that. You know what I mean? So that's why, like, I don't know if I believe that they did it without her permission. So after that, Thomas Markle, her dad, decided to give the letter to the Mail on Sunday, and which is a British newspaper. And he said, I want you to publish some parts of this in order to exonerate me, because he said the letter was not an attempt at reconciliation. It was not an olive branch. It was a piss off. It was like, I'm never speaking to you again.
Wait, you watch Succession? So, it was fuck off. Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. So
fuck off.
The Mail on Sunday published the letter, and then Meghan and Harry announced while they were in South Africa during that really famous interview where she's like, no one asked me if I was okay. Which is really funny because some text messages that surfaced in this lawsuit showed someone asking her if she was okay, but whatever. That's petty. But she and Harry... Oh my God, this doggy is going crazy. What's wrong with you?
He loves this goss.
They announced that they were suing the Mail on Sunday for invasion of privacy and copyright infringement. So the case is... It hasn't gone to trial yet, but in the discovery process or whatever, it came out. Meghan said... I did not authorize my friends to speak to People magazine. I did. Jesus fucking Christ. Get down. Maybe if I put him down, he'll chill the fuck out.
Maybe he's trying to say I love you.
I know. He's so cute. But when he gets crazy like this, he gets really nippy.
This is just practice for you having that boy son that you never thought you'd have to deal with. They're like that. Boys have the temperament of a young boy is wild.
I know. We have to get his... We are going to get your balls cut off.
You gotta kill that red rocket right now because it is terrifying the way that it's been looking in pictures.
Let me get a ball and throw it. Hold on.
I'm happy that I'm in a place in my life, though, where I'm getting, like... The gross dick pics I'm getting are now from your dog's gross dick and, like, Haley's dog gross dick. Like, I get gross dicks, but it's now from all of your beautiful little puppies. I feel that that's an up level.
During the process of the court activity, it was not a trial yet, like I said. It comes out, Meghan says, no, I did not give permission to my friends to speak to People magazine. Because in my mind, if this was in a US court, it would be like, if your friends talk to People magazine about the letter, that makes the letter newsworthy. And that means it's okay to publish it, especially since they're crediting you. But I guess part of the argument was they published too much of it and she owns the copyright. So they had no permission to publish it. So
ooh, we got a little bit of an art kidney thief friend. In the mix.
Exactly. Exactly. It kind of is similar.
Yeah.
So she says, well, I didn't tell my friends that they could talk to People magazine about the letter. And I didn't tell them they could talk to People magazine at all. And then the court says, okay, well, did you collaborate with the writers of this book, Finding Freedom, Omid Scobie and Carolyn Durand? Did you collaborate with them on the book? And both she and Harry said, no, we did not. And her lawyers said it was a fantasy and a conspiracy theory to say that they collaborated.
Okay.
So the judge ruled in Meghan's favor and the case never went to court. Ooh. Now, the Mail on Sunday decided to appeal.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Right, as most people usually do. And this also happened with Charles, like, years ago, that someone appealed a case with him. Like, it's not, some people are trying to make it out like it's like an attack on Meghan that they appealed, but it's like, well, everyone who's in a court case appeals.
Why would they appeal?
Because they don't think it was a fair judgment, and they think that the case should go to trial because they say that they have more arguments that they'd like to make.
And but like, who cares?
Well, they are a newspaper that is getting – it's bad for their reputation.
I see what you're saying. So you're saying that, like, it's not that, like, we care because it's important news. It's because actually it hurts the reputation of a publication that is like, no, we didn't lie. And if you
– yeah,
if you
and it's
– publication to a – that's like – right. It's part of the hard thing where it comes to, like, conspiracy theories, and then you find out, oh, it's actually the truth. The language is getting messed up. Why don't we trust journalists? Because actually celebrities lie.
Right, exactly. So they appealed because it's a lawsuit. Everyone appeals lawsuits. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? It's just the way the legal system works. So now this is where it becomes really, I mean, it was already juicy. Also, okay, I have to say, to be devil's advocate, part of the reason why the Mail on Sunday appealed is even if they don't think they're going to win, they're still going to get a million more stories out of it that people are going to click on because it's salacious and juicy. So that is that is part of it. I'm not like, that is definitely part of it.
Business.
So,
I want to tell you something. My mom's a dog whisperer by trade. Mm-hmm. When you want him to actually stop, you have to do a Elizabeth Holmes Theranos voice. That's actually what they hear
Oscar.
More than. Yeah, exactly. Oscar, sit. Oscar, sit.
Sit.
That's really good.
Did it work? He's ripping apart my good slipper. Yeah, Oscar.
Oscar, sit. I'm telling you, it's actually really, it actually does work. And my mother, sometimes you'll just hear her, like I'll be downstairs, she'll be upstairs, and it's like, sit, 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 sit.
It's so funny. I don't want to talk like that.
No, that's the whole point. When you talk like that, they think you're just talking to them. But when you go, sit, they go, okay. So you don't have to talk like that. You have to sort of emphasize like that. It's like, okay, think of it as an emoji.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so an emoji. So in the appeal, what has come out?
I want to say it worked.
What?
Your dog's now not barking.
Yeah, because he's ripping my slipper up.
No, yeah, that's okay. We're abundant. I'll get you another slipper. But I wanted to say, ever since you said, sir, he's hurt.
Oscar. Sit.
That's good. I think
it actually is good.
Trained the dog.
And
I also want to say, while you're dealing with the dog, every time you say mail on Sunday, I, for some reason, I can't stop going, what mail? Which mail? Like thinking of a guy. Mail?
I know.
It's Sunday kind of love. It's a Sunday kind of love. I want a mail on Sunday.
So. In the appeal.
Oscar!
Sit. Sit.
Sit.
I'm just holding him down like this to show that I'm the alpha.
Say, I'm the alpha. Is that the sound of him eating your slipper?
He's going,
oh. Oh my God, wait. Try to get the sound. I love that sound.
I love you.
God, he's so cute. Holy fuck.
I know. I love him so much.
I love him so much.
In the appeal, the things that came out are thanks to this man named Jason Kanoff. I think you pronounce the K. That's how everyone is saying it, but it's so stupid. He actually is American. He's been working in the royal households for a very long time.
Fuck it off.
Publicist. So he came forward with all this information to the Mail on Sunday and to the court. He said, look, I have proof that Meghan and Harry lied to the court. And I... Jesus fucking Christ.
He's eating her sweatshirt. We're keeping this in. This feels like we're in your living room with you.
Oh.
No. 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 No.
That actually worked.
Oscar. No.
No. No.
I'm ahead of the word. No.
Now he's barking at you. No,
we have to do it again. Wait, hold on. Yeah, we have to screenshot this. No. No. Oscar. 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 No. No. Bad. Bad boy. No.
Crazy.
No.
Okay.
This is honestly, he's kind of like a beautiful personification of this Markle story because it's kind of like, why anyway? And now it's just going crazy.
They hired this guy, Jason Kanoff, to do their communications. He was their head of PR.
Kanoff.
He eventually quit. He also is now working for William and Kate as the CEO of their charity.
Okay.
So he is the one who came forward with the bullying allegations that she was a workplace bully, which is currently being investigated by the palace, and which, I don't know, I think is a very convenient allegation. And I also think if she was a bully, they should have flagged it at the time instead of announcing it right before the Oprah interview. Like, I think that feels very, like, I don't know. What do you think about that? They flagged it right. They announced it right before the Oprah interview as a way to like discredit them.
Honestly, I wasn't listening to the last sentence you said because I was thinking of something else. What did you say? I actually missed. That's the only thing I... No. It's because actually I just wanted to, I've been lighting things on fire and I actually got, my eye got caught because my pyramid candle just like hit a snag. But I think it's because, I mean, spirit's with us. But that was like the one sentence. So what got flagged right before Oprah?
A lot of crazy things are happening in both of our houses right now. And I feel like it's like someone's trying to keep us from getting this message out.
Satan, dude. Satan was here last time. He's here now.
Oh yeah. Satan keeps coming to our recording sessions.
Yeah.
Right before the Oprah interview, it was announced that Meghan was accused of bullying by a underling, and there was all these emails that were leaked. And Jason Knopf, this guy, he said, "I want to flag this because something needs to be done about it, and she seems to always have someone in her sights undermine and treat like crap."
Got it.
So that came, and that happened a while ago, but they publicized it right before the Oprah interview.
Wow. Okay, so why do I think that happened? Because family business, especially when it's public and they try to keep it private, it's like whatever you try to hide comes out in the worst ways. And I think that we are seeing like a succession-style family feud. Like I think it is brother versus brother. And that, and it's like, it doesn't matter if whatever they say is like, no, we put on a good face because a mom was a mom. I think that they are playing battleship, these two.
Yeah, they hate each other so much.
They hate
much.
Each other. They fucking and hate each other.
And they are really, like, destroying any credibility either of them would have.
100%.
They are both screwing each other.
Right, they would rather be... It's. But I've been in fights like that before where it's like, I will stoop to your level just because I'm so triggered that, like, I've lost all sense of soul. And then it kind of is fun for a minute, but it's like... And then you have to like heal and go to therapy and like have a breakup or whatever. But like with family stuff, it's even deeper than that because like it feels even more I know that feeling of like, fuck it. Like you want to play, I'll fucking play. And then everything just becomes like singularly focused about this battle that's going on. And I think it's almost like they're trying to be obvious about it because even if they're not, it's like sometimes you just like want people to know that you're fucking not cool with this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like criminals want to get caught. I think William and Kate are like, let's be clear. Fuck you. We don't like you. And whatever you're about to say, we're on your fucking case. We're on your tail.
Right. And it's so stupid. All four of them. I think it's equally stupid. Well, it's dumber of William and Kate to look like they have ousted. Do look like they have ousted the first biracial woman out of the royal family because that is right. How it looks to all people under 25 right now. And that is the worst possible look.
Not good.
But all four of them.
At least we got Kamala in office.
Yeah. All four of them are making themselves like they were all more popular when they were perceived as getting along. Even if they hated each other's guts, all four of them were more popular. So it's like, why are you guys all doing this? But anyway, so it's very clear that all of this information, every negative piece of information about Meghan Markle that comes out is tied to this guy, Jason Knopf. And
which means that it's tied to William and Kate.
Right. That they're at the very least sanctioning this. I mean, hey, there's two ways to read it. Either he's just a Boy Scout and he's like, there's injustice happening and I must fix it. Or, you know, William and Kate are like, we know you have shit on her because we don't like her either. And she's hard to deal with and she's a bully. So, and she lied about shit to the court. So release it. So here's how they found out.
I don't be super clear. There's no chance that he's just doing it as a Boy Scout, for the record.
I know.
No chance. And I don't think that the royals have a very good perception of maybe anything. So like, it doesn't surprise me that they wouldn't even know how tacky it is to have like a public family feud because they're so public that they have no peers. They have no, like, you know, social graces are determined by the social group, and the royalty's trash. Space Trash podcast.
I mean, you said it. I think it's, yeah, I think they all think it's not that they consciously think they're in an episode of Game of Thrones, but to
them, that's exactly what I think. Yeah, though. I think that they think that they are the center of the universe and it is always war.
Right, because that's how royalty always has been. Like, they used to cut each other's heads off and now they go to the press with stuff. So
off with your bullshit!
Right, so let me tell you what how Meghan and Harry perjured themselves. Okay.
Love.
So
love.
Yeah. So since Jason, up until this moment, it's all been he said, she said, we can't prove what happened with anything. Now this is a proven specific moment where they lied to the court, which is not just a bad look, but an actual crime. So Meghan and Harry, Jason Knopf showed all these text messages and emails that the three of them had all going back and forth. Some of them were just between Meghan and Jason. Some were just between Meghan and or Harry and Jason. They said they did collaborate on the book with those authors, which they
I want to hear everything they said, but why were they even talking to him if he's Will and Kate's guy?
Because he was their guy at the time. He went
Not Arnold Palmer. Who's the traitor?
Benedict Arnold.
Benedict Arnold. He's an Arnold Palmer.
And he was in the royal family in a different department even before he worked for Harry and Meghan. So, like, if you are going to do shady shit, he's, like, not really the guy to do it with.
He's like the Tyrion Lannister, like, brother. Who, like, at one time was with... Okay, you don't watch Game of Thrones?
Oh, is he the guy from Elf?
He's the brother. Like, first he was with Jaime and Cersei Lannister, and then he kind of, like, switched sides because... Even though he hated them too, but that was his like rich family. Then he was like, actually, I know all the goss. Or even like Littlefinger from the realm.
Okay, I hope this is helping people who watch.
If you watch Game of Thrones, please leave a review.
Yeah. Let us know. So he comes forward and says that. So the reason why he knew that they collaborated is because Meghan and Harry gave him a directive to go and talk to the authors. They said, go talk to the authors. And Meghan sent him a bulleted list of stuff to tell the authors. One of the things, and this is so petty that I can't even be like offended because it's hilarious.
I love petty.
She said, make sure you tell them that my sister, Samantha, is a school dropout and has three kids from three different children, from three different fathers who she lost.
Oh my God. Wait, so this is why it's going on though. When you have two brothers and two women, sisters, who are also engaged in this kind of petty family drama that actually now even have like a big audience for it. No, they actually are, not that they're proud of their family feuds, but like, this is their sauce.
This is their bread and butter.
They fucking are all upset at their siblings.
This is why I started to think that like Meghan Markle might be, the calls might be coming from inside the house. When she started talking to the press about her in-laws on Oprah, I was like, wait a minute. That is exactly what she was mad at her dad and sister for doing. And wow. Now she and Harry are continuing to do that. And like, they're just so
the
alienated.
Whole thing is literally just all this public display of phoniness to try to one-up the sibling that they're mad at.
Right. And that's why I'm like, you guys are losing the plot. Like, you have
they
got
have
to-
lost the plot, Mal.
Right. So she said to him, tell them this, and this. I barely know my sister, even though on her blog, she had always written about how much she loved her sister's daughter, her niece, and how close they were. I'm not in contact with my dad anymore, blah, blah, blah. And then there's a text from Harry saying, I agree that we need to make it look like we didn't collaborate.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So they both like, which is fine. That is normal PR games.
It's also stupid to have that in email. If anything, why didn't they just like pick up a phone and give a buzz?
As Dorinda Medley says, say it, forget it, write it, regret it.
Dude, never has something someone on a Housewives show ever said been so fucking real.
I know, it's really true. And it's the best advice
like,
ever.
Well, these people, but that's what I'm saying though. It's like not even that they're stupid. It's that like this is like why the monarchy ultimately will not last forever, because it's like they have inbred themselves out of rational thinking and they are so far removed from social norms. They don't have a total. It's like socially they kind of don't totally grasp what's going on, or they don't pick up social cues. It's like these guys didn't even learn social cues. There's no social cues.
Right.
And idea. It's like they're stupid also, but more than that, it's just showing how unbelievably out of the actual conversation they're in to not even know when to have conversations off the record. Don't say we'd like to be off the record and then say something fucked up in writing.
Right, exactly. So
that's so dumb. The minute you write it somewhere and send it, it's on the record because there's a record.
Right, and also they claimed that Meghan's texts and emails had all been deleted, that everything would auto-delete every 3 months, and so they couldn't show any of the texts and emails, and then this guy, her former employee, came forward and was like, well, actually, I have them all.
Oh.
So the thing is, like I said, for her to say to her assistant, and for Harry to say to the, for her to say to the assistant, let him know my sister's a deadbeat, this, this, and this, we have to discredit her so that I look good. It's shady, and it's not nice, but her sister also sucks, and it's completely normal celebrity behavior. It's normal politician behavior. It's normal royal behavior.
And it's normal family. Listen, it's normal family behavior.
I don't think it's normal family behavior. I would never treat
it. It's not healthy, but I do think when siblings turn against each other, it's so fucking painful.
Right. So I, and then for Harry to say, agree that it needs to look like we didn't collaborate on this, that is also normal. It's stupid to put it in writing, but it's 100% normal for a royal or a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
What's not normal is they then lied to the court about it. And this is the issue. Like they said to the court, we did not collaborate on that book and we had nothing to do with it. And then their lawyers said it was a conspiracy theory that they collaborated on the book. You can lie as much as you want to anyone else, but you cannot lie to the court. So now they've both committed perjury, which is something you can go to jail for up to 7 years or something. Like, and then Meghan may have perjured herself a second time because she issued a statement saying, I am so sorry if the court feels that I misled them. And it's like, you didn't, like, she said she forgot about those texts, and
that's like,
you
know, that's like someone saying like, I'm sorry if you're hurt. It's like, why don't you say sorry I hurt you?
Right. And like, you didn't forget that you collaborated on this international bestseller that was like this that this book was a huge deal. Like, you did not forget.
They're gonna come out with a statement that was like, I'm so sorry, we've been so confused with all the moving and getting dumped by our family that we thought we were speaking to the monarchy court, the court, not the court.
Right, they're like, we thought we were lying to the people we're allowed to lie to.
Right, we thought you, they tricked us into speaking to the court because we thought we were speaking to the court. We've never heard of court. We only know about court.
Right. So it's just wild because it's like, this is why a lot of the time famous people and powerful people don't enter into lawsuits, because then stuff like this comes out. Because
they're like, what do you even mean by Judge Judy?
Right. Like, once you go into a lawsuit, you do have to actually tell the truth. So if you're a liar, it's not a good idea to sue people. Like, what are you thinking?
Well, that's the whole thing. They're not thinking. Like, what we are seeing is a devastating, but I mean, this is sort of, I hate to even say it, but it's sort of a devastating Travis Scott sinkhole of death concert, but in like a sort of a mapping it onto a different situation, which is like, it doesn't matter how much money or celebrity or fame you have. The minute that you lose sight of reality and people, you are like overcome by this satanic ego that really has you doing the dumbest shit. It's like, you can get too big for your britches. And that's actually what this is. That's actually exactly what this is.
Right. Like, we had our big discussion, bigging up ego and saying how important it is to have an ego so that you have an identity last week. But yeah, this is a perfect example of believing your own.
Yeah. Believing your, well, cause it's important to have an ego so that the ego and the soul can have a relationship and be in constant conversation. If you don't have one or the other, you are either an amoeba or a fucking dumbass.
Right. Like they're high on their own supply. They believe their own press. I'm sure that they convinced themselves that they didn't collaborate on the book and they.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I did not sleep with that woman, but by collaborate, I think of that as like sitting in a writer's room. And she's like, yeah, I did Suits. I actually know that when you collaborate, it actually means that, like, you know, like writers are like bringing drafts in and then like everyone sits around at the table. Like, we didn't collaborate. We didn't do it together. And it's like, oh man, you know what? I don't know about you, but I count oral as sex.
Right, and sending a bulleted note to your assistant explaining what he needs to say to the author is collaborating.
Right, except that maybe you could argue, now just because I'm having fun trying to, you know, devil's advocate something that is honestly impossible to defend. Like, what would her lawyers even say? But it's like, she was under the impression that collaborate meant that it was a joint in-person sharing of information. Like, what could you, how could you, that's not even an instrument, but like, how could you possibly, as a lawyer, what would your defense be? If you were hired by Markle, how would you get out of a bullet point list of points not being collaboration?
Well, they already had at least one lawyer quit during like the discovery process. One of their lawyers was like, I'm out of here, man. Like,
for a lawyer to quit, you know you got no shot.
For a lawyer to be like, I'm not taking that royal money, come on.
Right, because actually, for lawyers, the job isn't to like necessarily defend and protect the innocent. It's to find a loophole that gives it a little bit of doubt that makes it impossible for anybody to actually charge you with anything. And I think in this case, there is no shadow of a doubt that there was collaboration.
Yeah. And everyone knew that because I read the book, of course. And
Oscar the dog hacked into my email and wrote the bullet point list.
Right. Like, in the book, there are details that are so absurdly, like, obscure. There's just no possible way that they could have come from anyone but them. Like, for instance, there's a detailed description of George Clooney and Amal Clooney's house in Lake Como. There's details about what they were wearing, what kind of perfume she wears. Like,
bro, these are just like gossip. They're honestly, Harry is so excited to meet real people. He's like, tell them about the perfume. Women wear perfume. Tell them about the house. It's actually got a sex toy in it. I saw it.
Right. And like, it's just so detailed. You would have to have either them or their friends would have had to collaborate on it. So this all came out. She apologized and said, I didn't mean to mislead the court. And I'm sorry if I did. So now it's like, the question is, what's going to happen next? It looks like the trial might go forward. So she and Harry might have to sit on the frickin' stand and be interrogated, which would be, it would be insane. This is the other reason why famous people don't sue the press, because it just creates more and more and more and more press.
Right. And actually ultimately only helps the press.
Right. And like, no one really cared about this letter to her dad. It was a story for like 3 days and then was gone. And now she's Streisand affected it.
Mm-hmm. Glad that this happened before we started writing Out of Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, you guys. I just need you to know that the dog is literally eating Molly's sweater. But yeah, it's like, I just am really glad that they saved this for us, because
it is all payback for William's 21st birthday, which, as Sarah had an Out of Africa theme. Literally, people showed up dressed as quote unquote Africans.
So we have a lot of musicals that are in the queue now that we're going to have more time, because we're about to be just.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So famous, watch us. But I'm really glad we didn't start yet, because I do think Out of Africa, the musical, could be the next Book of Mormon.
I think so too. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. It's too good. And it's like, we have a copyright of it because we thought of it first.
Yeah. And actually, if anybody's a lawyer, copyright it for us right now real quick. But we should do that because it's actually such a fucking good idea. If they're going to do a bad Diana the musical, we're going to do a great Out of Africa.
Yeah, definitely. So another crazy thing that's... Ow! He's really biting me! Ow!
No! No!
Oh!
No!
Oscar!
No!
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 All right, maybe he's calming down now.
Yeah, that's because the fucking trick works, dude. Maybe we should do the rest of the episode like this to actually handle it. Like, kill two birds with one stone. I think we actually have to.
I think it will work.
I do too. Okay, so you were saying.
Some more really insane stuff that they've been doing. Harry announced.
No, get your register lower if you want that dog lower.
Harry announced a fake news action plan.
No.
Yes. They went to a summit. They went to a summit held by, I think, the New York Times, where they both talked about untruths in the media. And Meghan said that tabloids should have a warning label because they're dangerous to your mental health. And Harry said you should only believe paywalled stories because anything that's free is untrustworthy. And then 2 days later, this story broke and all these paywalled stories came out about how they committed perjury.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Wow, that one really worked.
I know what the fuck I'm doing, dude. I'm telling you, I grew up with a dog whisperer.
It's amazing.
Oh,
that's actually really funny. For the TikTok song to be how you get them to top in low is really...
Oh, no, 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 no.
Can you believe that, though?
I love that news. And what I want to say is the irony here. Two things. Number one, don't believe anything that's free. Harry, your whole life has been free, so that makes sense. Second of all, seriously though, everything for them is free, and so you can't trust it. Yeah, actually, that checks out. It's the only true thing you said so far. And I think that if Markle is looking for new friends, we should connect her with Demi Lovato, who also was very upset about the packaging of diet food. And they could do a whole new warning label of things that are not true and don't matter.
I think Hilaria Baldwin would also be a natural.
Yes, 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 queen. Hilaria, Demi. Did you hear the thing where, real quick, this is a departure, but did you see that Demi came out with a statement saying that alien is a racist term? It is a derogatory term against extraterrestrial beings?
Yes, that is ridiculous.
That's enough. So she and Markle can make the new rules. Now alien is racist, not against people that we are killing at the border, but against the intergalactic beings. And diet food should be called plastic.
I think we can talk normal because he's asleep now. That really works.
Yo, it actually fucking works, dude.
He was mauling me.
I was trying to screenshot the video so I don't have to edit it out. But like, no. Wait, this is insane. I'm screenshotting this real quick. This is insane. Tell them what
happened. And now look at him.
No, this is incredible. Okay, why I think the Space Trash Podcast is so unique is that aside from feeling like you have two friends sitting in the living room with you and the dog, and because you're getting a here on Earth only available comedic astrological view of the hottest goss in pop, but it is so educational. And we just taught the people about dog training.
We really did, and it really worked.
Like, this is high value, so for you guys not to review and donate to the Moonual and help us any way you can, all you're doing is holding the people down because the people can get so much from this pod.
They really can.
Help people now, help themselves calm their dog down.
Now, this news that they lied to the court came out a couple days ago.
How did it come out?
In the news because it was in the court papers, so it's public.
Oh, you mean like, right, so it was like news, okay. Forgot about how it works. I was so boggled by all of the switcheroos that the family has tried to do in terms of what is normal and what is not that I actually forgot that news is just news.
Right. Exactly. It's just news. So this then, a couple days after that, Harry begins this war on disinformation after he has just been accused of perjury.
I have a question.
By the public. He has not been charged with it, but the whole public is like, dude, you committed perjury. Okay, ask your question.
I think that it is disinformation that the word is. I thought it was misinformation.
Misinformation implies that it was a mistake. Like, you've been misinformed. You didn't know you were misinformed. Oh. They didn't know they were giving you.
Molly's so smart.
Disinformation is like, I'm disinforming you. I'm making sure you're getting the wrong information. I'm lying on purpose.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Exactly. So it says,
wow.
Let me read some of this.
Wow, this is wild, actually.
that he's doing. It's like 1984 that he's saying, I'm going to be in charge of disinformation now after he just got caught perjuring himself and lying to the court and
it's
to the public.
It's just like so fucking stupid.
Right. It's stupid.
That you know what it is? I got to say, Mom, you know, I know you don't watch The Bachelor, but sometimes Casey and I just cannot believe when the men get caught in a lie, how far they will go to, like, I mean, they're rolling their eyes to the point where it's just all whites. Like, they are literally losing pupils trying to roll their eyes so high about, it's like, how could they watch and not want to die? But, like, when watching people get caught in a lie is one of the craziest things ever, because, like, because they thought they could lie in the first place, they think that there's a way out, and they just keep, kind of like I just keep talking till something funny is and it rhymes or something. They think that if they just keep talking, either they'll distract or there will be like something that does make sense, you know, because I stumbled upon that, but it worked. It was like every single one of Trump's speeches was not planned, but if he came on something where people clapped, that became a fucking bumper sticker. It's sort of just like the way that I do it, like open miking out loud, journaling out loud, and then go, oh, that's the thing, right? So I feel like they're just hoping that if they keep talking, that it will somehow make sense. Stick. Yeah. And then whatever sticks, they'll be like, okay, that's the thing. You know, like, she will persist, or what was it?
Nevertheless, she persisted
Nevertheless, she persisted. It's like, that wasn't like, I know, that's the tag. It's like, somebody said that when they were talking. They're like, that's good.
I know. I find that one really annoying.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's not a good one, actually. But it was like, okay, well, this is the best thing out of all this trash that we said. I guess we'll just, that'll be the one.
Yeah. So the other crazy thing is the U.S. press isn't really covering this. And it's sort of becoming a conservative issue. Like, all the conservatives are covering it and all the liberals are just having their fingers in their ears pretending that it didn't happen.
That's why you need to go to themoonual.com and join the moon party, because politics as we know it, starting 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2 is over.
And also, did you hear about how Meghan Markle was calling politicians and saying, hi, this is the Duchess of Sussex, I need you to pass paid family leave?
Okay, that is a song lyric if I've ever heard one.
But isn't that crazy?
This is the Duchess of Sussex, and I'm calling to say, I mean, I love Duchess of Sussex. I mean, that's like the new, like, she sells seashells on the seashore. Duchess of Sussex?
I know, that was a really crappy
so
title.
She basically was prank calling.
I would be really annoyed, like, if that was the title. And if I went through all that trouble and they were like, we're going to give you one that's impossible.
Yeah. Oh, I'm the royal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she was calling Republicans and she was saying, this is the Duchess of Sussex, which, like, okay, that's British. We don't have titles in America.
This is the Duchess of Sussex. I know that my name sucks.
Okay. And she and she was telling them to pass family leave. And it's like, you're making family leave look worse. Like, you're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to go overseas, get a British title, and then come back to the U.S. and pretend you're a politician. You're not a politician here.
To be clear, Duchess of Sussex is Kate Middleton?
No, you doo-doo. It's Meghan. She wasn't lying.
I thought she was lying about everything these days. It's hard to know what's true and what's not anymore because the world is melting and celebrities lie. So she called and said, okay, so she wasn't lying. She just actually used her title that also sucks, okay, to say, I think that something that would make the world worse is very important to push forward.
Well, it would make the world better. It's
perfect. I actually don't even know. I got so caught up on the Duchess of Sussex. I don't know. What did she say to them? I'm an out of Africa right now, dude. I am thinking musical now that we're about to have real creative power.
I know. So, okay. She called these Republicans, because, you know, they were debating paid family leave, whether they should
include
that in the Build Back Better app or app act or whatever it was.
It'll be an app. As soon as you can snap your fingers and say Duchess of Sussex five times fast.
So never. So it would, because it's too hard to say.
Exactly.
So the Republicans were hemming and hawing on it. And she wrote a letter to Pelosi and Schumer, who obviously are Democrats, saying how much she supports it. And it's like, okay, they already support it. Like, why?
Hi, Chuck. Hi, Nancy. I love your kente cloths. I just want to say.
Yeah, right. So then she somehow, Kristen Gillibrand gave her the private phone numbers of a bunch of Republicans.
Chris.
Which is wild because she's so obsessed with privacy that to then be calling people's private numbers, she called them from a blocked number and said, "Hi, this is Megan, the Duchess of Sussex, I want to appeal to you to pass the paid family leave."
Anybody who has ever called anybody on a blocked number to get through has lost the plot. And I've done that. I've been there before, but that is so embarrassing. Like, there is no way that somebody's not blocking their number knowing that they are not doing the wrong thing.
Right. Well, also, I think it's just because she doesn't want them to call her back. And it's like, how come you get to call their personal cell phone, but they don't get to call yours and be like, "Hey, like,
you know what, Molly? You know, Molly, I'll tell you why. Because not everybody gets to go from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire to Suits to the Royal Court."
Right. It was, what was it? It was Suitcase, Deal or No Deal.
Oh my God. So it went from Suitcase to Suits to a Suitcase. Everything is Suitcase and Royal Court. Royal Court Suitcase is every single word in all of this. Oh my God. This is cosmic.
I just realized that Suits, the TV show, is not just about the fact that they all wear suits. It's also a pun on lawsuits.
This is her karma.
Oh my God, because she loves lawsuits.
It's all about suits and, well, at first it was suitcases, which I think we could say is lawsuit is a different way to say suitcase. She was revealing suitcases in Deal or No Deal. I do suit. It's a suit, right? And it's a court case.
Okay.
I can't believe you didn't get that case was court case.
You
think royal court is actually court, just like they did. And now we all get how things can get messed up with language and everybody's going to get off the hook.
Now this is, okay, that is suits, lawsuits, suitcase, court case.
And royal court.
And royal court. Okay, what are we going to
do? We are doing musical theater. This is made for music. This is so fucking funny and perfect. I mean, this is, I want it to sort of have like a, did you ever see, are you a fan of the musical Company?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm not a fan. I just don't know.
I'm coming to London and you need a little bit of Camp Sarah because I'm going to rock your world so that we can rock the fucking people with good musical comedies.
Okay, I have to go because I do have to do a show tonight in Ealing if anyone wants to come and watch it.
I think you probably should go watch it, although it's not going to come out. I'll take that out. But what you should come watch is the Moonule on Thursday because it is the first of the eclipses. And Molly, here's what I'm thinking.
Real quick before I go to my show. I am going to go to my show, so I have some astrology questions for you. Why did these two think they could get away with lying to the court? Mm-hmm. Because again, I need to stress, they are not the only royal family members who lie to the public, the press, and each other.
Without even looking at the astrology, it's because they're dumb as rocks narcissists.
Okay, yeah. But for sure. But the thing that is so wild is like, you just can't lie to the court.
Right.
You know, like they lie about everything. Like, honestly, saying that the queen didn't go to like one of the most important events of the year on Sunday and they say it's because she sprained her back, that's probably not true. You know, like,
you know what? I don't even know if they've been on a family Zoom. I think Oscar's been on more family Zoomies with Auntie Sarah than baby Little Bit has been with Grammy.
I know. Well, I will say, if this court case gets much worse, the worse this court case gets, the more likely we are to see a photo of Little Bit Diana.
Okay, well, there is a silver lining in every dark story.
Right. I also want to repeat that I think that everyone involved in this
is mentally ill.
I don't want to. Well, I'm not a psychiatrist, but I will say they're making poor choices at a PR level.
That are unfathomable.
Except for the Mail on Sunday, because the Mail on Sunday is making incredible choices for themselves and all newspapers.
We want a Sunday kind of love with our Mail.
We're getting
on
this
Sunday
crazy gossip that would not have otherwise come out. Because
how else
do you get to see text messages and emails from people in the royal family? This is why people in the royal family don't usually sue the press, but they do sometimes. Like it has definitely happened. But like it's the only time to do that is if you have a bulletproof case where you did not lie ever in the process. You know, I want to know what's going to go on with the court case, because I do think that the copyright claims will be held up. But I don't think they're going to be able to get her on invasion of privacy, because I do think it's going to come out that she did say to her five friends, yes, you can go talk to People magazine.
If they have texts, you know, say, yes, let's delete these texts so that everyone thinks they're private, we're probably going to be able to find the text between her and Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, but Melissa McCarthy wasn't one of the friends.
Well, thank God. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, if we could have William literally perjuring himself in email, these people are not good at
it. It was Harry perjuring much.
I mean, Harry, that's what I mean. If Harry doesn't know not to say, hey, don't show this, we're going to lie to the courts in an email.
Well, he wasn't saying in the email that he wanted to lie to the court. He was saying lie
about the article.
Like, yeah, lie in general that they didn't collaborate on the book.
Right.
He was saying we need to be able to say that we didn't collaborate on the book.
Right. And to have that in writing is like so dumb that I bet you that they have those. The Megan is so happy when she got the message from the girls. Surprise! We all said nice things about you to the press, that she blew it up and put it on the wall in their house, and she's gonna forget to take it down because she's so fucking proud of it when the press comes. And then she's like, "Oh, this is a piece of art that somebody made. I mean, this has nothing to do with the text message that my friend sent me to tell me that he did a surprise PR piece about me."
Right, but it wasn't a surprise. It was definitely all coordinated.
Like, of course, they're just so dumb that they might actually keep trying to be like, no.
Right. Like, it's crazy. And why does it matter? Why does it matter? Why do I personally care? Because you just never see someone, like, light themselves on fire like this.
Yeah, this is really dumb. And I guess, like, I guess why I care is I'm always curious. You know, as you know, I started out my life rich. Now I'm poor. Not for long, because I am abundant. But it's like, and I'm broke, not poor, okay? I'm rich in spirit and friends and community. But I'm always I've seen the other side now, and rich people seem to get sued for stuff, lose, and then it doesn't matter. So it's like, I kind of want to see them lose. And like, what happened? Does she go to jail? I mean, what happens?
Because it's the UK, and because it's a Duke and Duchess, they're just not, if anything, they'll get a slap on the wrist and have to pay some legal fees, but they're definitely like a normal person might have to go to jail.
I have a dumb question. Does every court case result in jail, or is it sometimes just money?
Sometimes just money.
Okay, yeah. Because, like, I just hope that something comes out that's, like, more of a federal offense, and I would just love to see this end with Markle and Harry behind bars, just for fun, for the musical.
For the musical, yeah, but I don't think we should wish that on them, because they are, like...
Just for comedy's sake, though, it's like there are so many people behind bars that don't deserve to be there. It's like Harry's been really not allowed to leave the house anyway most of his life. He'll be fine. I mean, no, I'm not actually wishing ill upon anybody, but it's like, if you, I don't know, I do believe in karma, which means that what goes around comes around. That's what people say. And they should get got for this, because they lit themselves on fire. It's a shame if an electrical fire burns your house down. But like, if you actually see that there is a flame burning, and instead of having faith and letting it burn, you're like, you know what? I wonder what happens when you put a little bit of fuel on it. Fuck around and find out that you can't do that kind of stuff, because it's obviously wrong.
Right. And like, you do have to follow some rules of society. Like, yeah, you're gonna get away with lying to the press, lying to the public, lying in your book. Yeah, you're probably gonna get away with that because enough people like you. But you cannot lie to the court.
It's not even about like, because here's the thing, right? I'm now very anti-system. We have to restart it. Join the Moon Party at the Moon. You will come Thursday. But it's not even that you can't lie to the court. It's that you should not be, if you're a liar, something's gonna happen that fucks your life up, because it is not spiritually right. Like, there is there's lots of misunderstandings that happen. There's lots of ways to justify things. When you are just so comfortable now on more than one occasion, just straight up lying as a tool for communication, that is satanic. That is actually on the wrong side of spirit. It's okay if you're not like spiritually perfect, but when you make a habit out of being a bad person that makes other people in the world confused and not trusting their realities, because if they're lying, is everybody lying? It's like, if you are going to be as big and loud as you are responsible for being the best person you can be, especially if you have made your big splash in the U.S., as being like the son whose family was mean and here to talk about it. It's like, you are in every way damaging, and you're not going to get away with it no matter what.
I also have to say he is doing what he was raised to do. Like every single member of his family has collaborated or had their assistant collaborate with a biography and lied about it. It's just that they weren't dumb to lie to the authorities about it.
Well, but it's interesting though when you put it that way, because it's like that is how people become liars. I mean, I told you that there was one person I dated who it turns out his father is a big time white collar criminal. He just got indicted. And it helped me so much to understand that I wasn't being gaslighted on purpose. He thought that that is the way that you don't tell the truth. Like, he actually was taught that you don't make it easy for people to understand what's going on because you never know what they're going to find. You know what I mean? Like, he was raised by a paranoid criminal making millions of dollars. So it's like, oh. Even, like, when the Duggar story came out and it was like, surprise, Josh Duggar, the oldest of the 30 kids and counting, molested his sister. That's why I made that documentary in 2017, because when you actually find out it is part of the curriculum.
Right.
It's a little bit like, well, yes, of course he's a predator, but not because he's necessarily a bad person, but because he was programmed like a robot to be a predator because it actually makes his sisters closer to the Lord.
Right. Like, it could have been Harry May.
He's like, don't worry, Megs, we lie. It's a different system.
Right. Exactly. And if he was raised in completely different circumstances, would he be that big of a liar? Probably not.
Now, that it's a great question to answer astrologically.
Yeah.
Because I will look at that. Any other questions astrologically, so you can go to your show and I will look at it later.
Me think.
I'll tell you some things astrologically that I'm really excited to share with you.
Tell me now.
Well, I guess I'll talk about it more when I do it afterwards because I'll really explain. But just the two things that I think are really worth noting. Number one, let's talk about progress charts for a second, right? So the natal chart is your birth picture. That's the baby that you were, you little peanut. The progress chart always shows the picture of us right now on this Zoom, right? It's always exactly this moment. In this exact moment, in Marky Markle's progressed chart, Saturn, what is Saturn? The boss, rules, restrictions, boundaries, the law, daddy, who's going to make sure that you are accountable or it will give you a hard lesson to mature, is sitting on her progressed, meaning her current, almost exactly on her rising. So her identity is getting a little talk from daddy going, oh, they're not going to think about you that way anymore. You did not pass this level of Mario Kart. You have got to go again through Moo Moo Farm because you were going the wrong way. And the arrow and the cloud were pretty specific, but you didn't get back on course. So now you're back at Moo Moo Farm. So Saturn going.
What's Moo Moo Farm? Is that from Mario?
You ever played Mario Kart?
Yeah, I don't remember Moo Moo Farm.
It was the first level that was boring. It was cute a little bit because it was like cows, but then it's like literally just like a lap. I think it was Moo Cow Farm. Sorry. That's why you didn't know what it was. It was Moo Cow Farm. I'm sorry. I didn't lie. I remembered it wrong and corrected it immediately. That's when you can get away with saying things that are wrong. It's not Moo Moo Farm. It's Moo Cow Farm. Duh.
But you misled the court.
Well, yeah, you are royal to me, but again, that's where its semantics are really, no, the language, yeah. Somebody said there are people dead in Travis's concert. He's like, fuck yeah, man, we love dead. We dead out here. It's like nobody knows what anyone's talking about anymore because we have killed language and ethics so much and we have given, that's where I really like working with you because Molly, you are the public leader that we need because you know what Molly is? She's fucking real and she has integrity. We have a real integrity problem in our language and in our culture that is now, it's just another notch on the belt of things that are just getting a little bit too tight for us to handle anymore as we approach the Pluto return of the United States, which really is the baby of London, England.
Yeah, I think that if Meghan and Harry want it from a PR perspective and a pop culture perspective, like, they're really lucky that the U.S. is still ignoring everything weird that they're doing. Like, almost no one
came out. Well,
and said, it's really messed up that she's calling senators and using her title for this. Like,
I'll tell you why. It's because Hollywood is still led by the wrong people, and they're all friends. So when you are friends with corrupt, other rich, corrupt friends, they don't care about you because it's like, no, we're not going to get Megs.
Well, I don't think she's even really friends with them. I think it's just like they've gotten it into people's heads so much that like the royal family is evil. And if you're against us, you're with the evil royal family. Meghan and Harry have done a really good job of aligning themselves with the good and the right and the righteous and the royal family with backwards, old, terrible racism. And that's true. I mean, if you're looking at which side is which, that is true. But now a new, more nuanced picture is coming out where it's like, well, did they tell the truth about every single thing that happened? And like, yeah, also the royal family is definitely incredibly conniving and backstabbing, and they all play these press games against each other. They're all like this. Every single one of them is like this. It's just maybe the people that are still in the family are better at hiding it than Harry and Meghan clearly are, because they just stepped in dog poop like in an insane way. But I think the thing is, like, they still have enough good PR on their side that people don't want to come out against them.
Yeah, I feel like you're so vain. You probably think the people about you. I think that this is also very Succession, because it's the kind you've been watching, right? Like when Kendall, when Kendall is like exposes his father, even though he's right about exposing him, what you don't realize is, like, Harry, even if you move, you're part of the royal family. He in an egoic attempt to have more power than his family that didn't choose him because he's a little brother, exposed himself because you are where you eat. Like, is, or you are what you eat. I think I'll take that out. That makes no fucking sense. But it's like, he hasn't done nearly enough healing to be able to say, and I'm different now, right? So it's like, when you're exposing the royal family just because you got a big dick ego and you want to be like, I am taking my father down, I am stealing the company, you actually just expose yourself along with him, and it is the beginning of the end.
And like, why are we pretending that you didn't wear a Nazi uniform and you didn't call your Pakistani fellow soldiers a racial slur?
It's like, yes, Harry, we agree. Thank you for being honest that you and your family are evil. We agree.
Right. It's like,
yeah, totally.
It really is exactly like Succession.
One thing we agree on. It literally is, this is Succession.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone, and they're making Jason Knopf, the PR guy who's now working for William and Kate, be the shiv. They're making him do the dirty work.
Well, I was going to say they're kind of making him Greg, who went with Kendall, but then sort of, like, Kendall, no, it's not Greg, though. You're right. It's Shiv, which is a great word because Shiv.
Yeah. So they had him do, because William and Kate can't write a letter that says, listen, these two are full of crap, here's all the stuff they did, because that would make them look really petty, which they are. They're incredibly petty. They are all a hot mess. Like, every last one of them is a hot mess.
If anyone here is a lawyer or knows a trademark lawyer, we need you to, right now, we need the trademark for Out of Africa the Musical and the Bad Art Friend the Musical. The petty thing is the musical.
Well, the guy who wrote Bad Art Friend already owns the credits to it.
Okay, then we're going to have to get him in the room where it happens, because we are writing this book together. Like, no, like, he needs us to make this musical comedy.
I think Out of Africa is our real.
Well, that will be first, but that's why he'll trust us to then do the Bad Art Friend and the Kidney Story.
Yeah. I think also, last thing I'll say before I go to my show, I think that Meghan and Harry would benefit a lot. And this is just as someone who's a student of celebrity image and how it works and who people like and why. They would benefit a lot from not trying so damn hard to convince us that they are the most perfect people who ever walked the earth. No one likes that.
And again, that's why they're so fucking stupid, because not only does no one like that, no one's like that. It is actually counterintuitive to the same way that like greed is the opposite of abundance. Right? Perfection is the opposite of humans.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a reason why the rest of the royal family almost never speaks, because they know the more they speak,
they're like, we're dumb. We're dumb. Yeah. We're smart enough to know not to speak.
Exactly. And they're like, the more we speak, the more we risk alienating people. And the more like,
don't speak. They'll know that we're corrupt and stealing their lives.
Right. Like they know that it's going to make people not like them. But like, yeah,
to keep the money, keep your mouth shut.
We don't really know their individual flaws because they don't let us in enough to know
them. Well, that's why astrology in this podcast is so fun. I mean, that's a whole episode we could do where I could guess what their deep, dark flaws are because the chart does not lie.
That would be really fun. And I think
that would actually be like really fun. That's, I love that.
Yeah. I think Meghan and Harry's deep flaw is similar, that they just want everybody to like worship them. And it's just not.
We got to look at their Chirons. Here's the thing about Chiron. If you don't heal your Chiron, it will activate all the lowest qualities in your chart. And the wound will show, and that will be what leads you. But you're so wounded that you feel righteous. Because if you're not going to be the healer of that Chiron wound, your behavior of that is an expression of that Chiron is going to become so bad that it heals other people. Because you'll see, this is what happens if you don't heal your wound. It either becomes your superpower or the super wound that is so bad in this life. It means you didn't heal your karma from the past life in this round. You're going back to Moo Moo Farm. Moo Cow Farm.
That makes sense because, like, truly, when I watch what they're doing and when I watch the Oprah interview and then Harry's mental health series with Oprah, it truly made me say to myself, I need to keep an eye on how often, especially with Harry, how often I play the victim and how often I blame my parents and how often I blame generational trauma because...
Dude, totally...
Like, it really helped me to see that. I was like,
that's exactly what I'm talking about. Yes, you get it. I hope that was helpful, you guys. Molly's so good at making astrology palatable to you. So please write a review about that. sorry. But no. But that's that is exactly fucking right. And now what's going to happen is we're going to just get a lesson in one of the more basic, you know, you think you learn this in pre-K, but then you gotta go say, you know what? Harry didn't go to pre-K. He didn't even go to school. He's still as dumb as a 4-year-old who still actually would really do it because we did see that a lot of the kids in the candy challenge did not eat the candy when the mom went to the bathroom, including Stormy. Shout out Stormy. Patience, patience.
That was cute.
That's like my favorite video. I'm going to say that's my favorite online clip of the decade.
Yeah, it's so cute.
What a good kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's exactly what it is. So now he's going to give us a big reminder in maybe lying's not actually a good approach.
I don't think he is because he got exposed.
Because astrologically, he might not ever learn, okay, because there's something wrong. Why don't you not make your new brand mental health if you're clearly not mentally healthy, number one. Number two, if you make lying your number one strategy, I hope you get got because there's a lot of ways to be a creepy, creepy criminal. Okay. I love him. I know him. But to just lie is like,
yeah,
so fundamentally like obvious that if you didn't know that, then we need to make an example out of you. Maybe I should think thoughts.
White people with dreadlocks.
Boom.
It's just wrong.
Molly, trashlings, I failed. When I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. I cannot do the Harry Meghan reading without Molly because once I started digging in, I mean, Molly, we could do this for the Moonule Thursday. It is an education in this eclipse cycle and this moment. I mean, Harry's North Node is at the last degree of Taurus. His Chiron, his wound, are at the first degrees of Gemini. He is literally showing us what we were just talking about, which is that if you don't heal your karmic wound, when karma comes around, when I come around, you're fucked. Because now we're going to have to hit you harder with the lesson. And now it's gotten worse because time has gone by and it's more and more public and you're an older adult. And exactly the opposite thing that you were trying to avoid or get away from or create, not from a place of love, from a place of anger and revenge. Around with people's desire to control. And the Scorpio Taurus axis is literally all about the desire to control and where it is out of alignment with love and in bed with fear in grandma's clothing. You know what I'm saying? And let's just check where Meghan's Chiron is just so I can answer one question. But then Molly, really, I mean, I tried to record, but I mean, because I don't know that much about them, like you could have been like, oh, this is this. And I would have said, yes, that's the example. But like, otherwise it's like, I'm just doing a reading for no one. And it's like all bad news. And I just, you know, it's a little dark to handle because I am an excellent astrologer and I know so much about what I'm seeing that it's like, fuck, I need a, like a question that somebody can say, well, that doesn't make sense. Say it in layman's terms because it is fucking juicy. Okay. Fuck. Oh my God, this gets worse and worse and worse. Megan's Chiron, her wound is in Taurus. This eclipse cycle, it will end well in terms of the collective karma. Lessons will be learned because what are we talking about other than an abuse of power and an abuse of resources that because of nostalgia, the people actually keep in place. They feel safer with the monarchy there, just watching them star. Interesting. I wonder what love thinks. I wonder what fate will have us learn. I can guess, but I would love to teach you guys astrology and talk gossip with Molly. But honestly, to me, this is just like great news for the people, not great news for our main characters, Megs, Meghan Marky Markle, and Ari.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.